All right, and I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about the Françoise Lepage Center for Global Innovation. At the center, we're devoted to the idea of innovation, entrepreneurial innovation, invention across the disciplines, and this idea of multi-generational hope. The basic idea is that you don't start to try and make something new, to make something better, to invent, to innovate, which is hard work, unless you have some sort of hope that this is going to make the world a little bit better. And that's what we really try to foster. The core mechanism that we think that engenders hope, that enables invention across disciplines and beyond disciplines, is exchange. Is the idea of exchanging ideas, having different perspectives, exchange in the commercial sense. Commerce is important. So thinking about exchange as a way to enable invention, enable innovation, innovation and enable hope, ultimately. And that's what we're devoted to. I'm thrilled, really thrilled. I didn't expect actually this room to be very filled up today. So I'm so happy to see so many people here by the promise that that we'll have an exchange today of new research, old kinds of thinking, perspectives on the way forward in the humanities, that we'll have dialogue between and across disciplines between humanists, scientists, and business people. This is hard work, guys, but this exchange, I think, is the hope that we, is hopeful. The possibilities for positive change made possible by all of you being here today is really, I think, immeasurable. It's extraordinary. I'd like to thank several groups of people who made this all possible. First, the board of the LePage Center, thank you for supporting me in doing all of these things that I'm able to do. To my colleagues at the Brassey School of Business, you guys are awesome, especially Alex Ma and Audrey Ha, who have been indefatigable. I mean, really, they just don't quit in making this possible. They just worked so incredibly hard. And to the students who are in the back, who have also been working so hard on our behalf, Ethan Rawl, Ethan May, Cole Soper, Winnie Wong, all of you guys, Kenny, thank you so much for being here and for helping out. There are a few sort of housekeeping things to sort of take care of. One of our dear colleagues got COVID right before the conference and so couldn't make it, and another ran into a series of snags and was also not able to attend. The silver lining and the good news of this is that we're able to shift the program a bit by about half an hour so that we have a longer time for the keynote, which is really, I'm really, really looking forward to. For lunch and dinner, those of you who are presenting and things like this, and everybody else, we're going to have lunch at the Calarega Dining Hall, which is across campus. There'll be students to lead you there, so follow them. And then we'll be having dinner in the library, where you should always have dinner. And that'll be, we'll be meeting for dinner. With that, I will hand the mic over to my dear friend and colleague, Vibeke Deneke, for her welcoming remarks. And I think she has a PowerPoint, which I'm gonna try and make the technology work and pull up as she comes over. Thank you.